Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Riley Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The operations of the Customs Department under scrutiny by the local parliament is the subject of the story carried by the newspaper, The Barbadian, on this day, June 18, 1853. In its reporting on recent proceedings in the legislature, the newspaper provided coverage of concerns raised by members about both the deployment and shortage of staff within the Customs Department, which they feared was hampering the effectiveness of the organization's ability to carry out its mandate, particularly with respect to Spite Stone. This discussion was part of a larger debate by the House of Assembly on amendments to a Revenue Act. At that time, Spite Stone was used as a port, at which a number of items destined for the northern parishes, namely St. Lucie, St. Peter, St. James, and even a part of St. Thomas, were landed. However, no customs officer was posted there permanently to carry out the requisite enforcement of regulations and to collect revenue. Instead, one was sent from Bridgetown to carry out those functions. The parliamentary debate revealed that the source of the problem was that the staff levels within the Customs Department were insufficient to allow for the posting of an officer permanently at Spite Stone. One member, a Mr. Pyle, spoke about the inconvenience caused to merchants in the north by the situation and expressed the view that the circumstance was unbecoming of the colony. He referenced a recent occurrence where a French vessel anchored for a day off Spite Stone was able to both land and receive items on board without an officer present to regulate the activities and impose the relevant tariffs on the items. He also made mention of increased shipping into Spite Stone, which, in his view, certainly necessitated a permanent revenue officer being deployed to the town. Samuel Jackman Prescott weighed in on the issue by reminding the gathering that the Comptroller of Customs had complained of the shortage of manpower in his department, which made it difficult to post the permanent officer in the north of the island. The Comptroller had in fact suggested that the manpower at the section in Bridgetown be boosted to then make it mandatory for the Comptroller to send a man to Spite Stone as needed. That arrangement would only be complicated by the organization's capacity to provide adequate supervision of the posted officer from faraway Bridgetown. It seems the debate caused the members to reconsider the Revenue Act's utility in light of the concerns raised, and according to the story carried in the Barbadian on this day, June 18, 1853, the bill was temporarily withdrawn.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.